What's up, everybody? I know we're late. It's like 11 o'clock on the East Coast here, but it's been a crazy day for me and my partner, Mike Belcaster. But we had to get the show back on the road, and we have an honorary fig guy with us, and he was an honorary fig guy even before today. It's our friend, Nick Effin Storm. What's up, Nick? Thanks for joining us tonight.
It's me, dude. How the hell are you going? Dude, I got some big shoes to fill, okay? Mike Belcaster, you know, he's absent from this episode. Last minute decision. Tom was like, brother, I got to get you booked, okay? I got to get you booked on the show. You know, Tom is the booker, man. He's the promoter of Fig Guys, okay? He's writing all the checks. He's cashing all the checks, okay? Making all the creative, okay? And I need to book Nick Storm. So I'm very, very glad to be here, man. I freaking love Fig Guys. So anytime I get to be here, it's a fun time.
And we love having you. And I did offer him six figures, guys, but they're from the main event series. So,
yeah, this is true. This is
guys, true. You know where to find us. Normally on Tuesdays, we're live at 7 p.m., not 11 p.m., but, you know, Fig Guys After Dark, if you will. You can find all of our links over at thefigguys.com. You can listen to the podcast anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Just search Fig Guys or go on social media at Official Fig Guys. Nick, why don't you plug yourself and tell the people where they can find Nick Storm?
Well, if I plugged myself, that would be behind a paywall on OnlyFans. Yeah, no, just kidding. at Nick Storm Review, everywhere you can find my annoying mug. At Nick Storm Review, I think I've got Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever that is now, YouTube, all the fun stuff, even Twitch, maybe, if you have a Twitch. I don't know. Any Twitchers out there?
We have a Twitch.
There you go. There you go. Maybe it's coming back, man. It's making a comeback.
There a Twitch. Everywhere a Twitch Twitch.
Old McDonald had a Twitch. That sounded like he needed to get that checked out. That's what I say.
Damn, Mike is looking pretty iconic, Fig Vault says. What's up, Joey Figs?
Ooh, Joey. It's me, Mike Belcaster. I just took, you know, I just got a little plastic surgery. I went to Turkey, got a hair transplant. So here I am, Mike Belcaster.
I'm going to go with MJF on his next trip. And I might need to make like three trips, though, honestly. But hey, listen, what are you going to do?
Hey, it's all in honest work, okay? All honest work.
Yeah, guys, so we're going to have a fun episode. We're going to talk about all of the news. And trust me, we got a bunch of news today. We got our ringside roundup. And then we're going to do a little unboxing of a brand new set I got in the mail. I guess it's not the mail. I guess the Amazon guy delivered it today. So we'll talk about that as well. So we'll show that off.
Some fun. And then, Tom, I don't know. I forgot to even show you this, dude. Sorry to cut you off.
But okay.
I got some figures recently, man.
Ooh. Oh, I saw your Instagram stories.
It's very nice. It's a very, very nice set. So, yeah, we can touch on that as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nick, are you ready to get into some news?
Oh, you know I am, brother.
All right, guys, the news is brought to you by Rise Mushroom Coffee. You could hold on. I got to bring up the thing. I'm trying to do it off the top of my head. But risesuperfoods.com, it will keep you sharp. It will help your belly, the bloating, digestion. It's just been amazing for both me and my wife and Mike and his wife. Like, we're all in love with the Rise Mushroom. I wish he was here to say the word adaptogenic mushrooms. There you go. I said it. I nailed it. And Mike's not even here. So does it even count? It's like if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's there to hear it. If I pronounce it right and Mike's not here to hear it, did I even pronounce it right? I don't know.
That's a great question. That is honestly a very good question. I don't even that's a very dapper word. I won't lie.
So you could go on over to thefigguys.com and we have a link there for you to get the deals on your Rise Mushroom Coffee. Nick, we got some news. Let's pull it up right now, buddy. You're going to play the role of Mike Belcaster today.
Damn right. Guys, big shots. We're coming here for big shots, okay? Big shots. Some shots are big. And these are some legends, okay? So including Stone Cold, Undertaker, Ultimate Warrior, Shawn Michaels, and Razor Ramon. We've seen some big shots, reveals. I guess we can call them reveals from the past few weeks. So we're getting some legends in here as well. You can get them in 7-inch, 16-inch, 22-inch. All right, and hey, 22-inch? Okay. Again, I don't want to get into it. But if you wanted to go get these, grab these at getbigshots.com and order today.
Nick, have you ever been like a buddy guy, like who collects these stuffed wrestlers?
Yeah, you know what? I think because of my time as a child, you know, my time where I guess when I was growing up, there wasn't a lot of wrestling buddies or anything like that. They were, but you know, that'd probably be from the 90s or early 2000s or something like that. I never got any, but there was one instance where they like did a reissue of some Wrestle Buddies, and John Cena was a part of it, and I got one of him, and I still have it to this day. I call him my son.
Ah, that's nice. Yeah, I've never had one. I did buy the Major Brothers one, but like when they released it from the Major Pod thing, and like within a week I flipped it for double the price. I was like, I've never been a buddies guy, because when they came out in the 80s, when I was a kid, like the original ones, my parents were like, oh, you don't need that. That's for kids. Why do you need a stuffed wrestler? So I just never got them. But I look at these, and that CM Punk one looks so awesome. And I might have to add it to my collection. Yeah. Maybe just a 7-inch, because, you know, size does matter. And I like it smaller.
There you go.
We're fit guys after dark. What if
this is true. And another thing I'm now thinking of, I've gotten an Indie God Matt Cardona like wrestle buddy. He came to Australia, I think.
Company. They made that one.
There you go. Boom. I should flip that for $3 million or you whatever go. You said.
Yeah. $3 million Australian dollars.
Yeah, that's probably like $2 American.
No, these are definitely cool, guys. If this is what you're into, these look great. They really do. Look at that Razor Ramon. I think it looks amazing.
So, that might be my favorite out of these, the Razor or the Shawn. I don't know.
Yeah, the Shawn looks good too. But that Razor, man, I don't know. I have a soft spot in my heart for Razor and Scott Hall.
So. Yeah, man, especially that gear too. That's iconic.
It is iconic. It reminds me of was the Chase Ultimate Edition in a purple. Like that. Oh, yeah.
I remember I got that Defining Moments back in the day too, and that was huge, man.
Honestly, yeah. Until the other Ultimates came out of him, I think that was the best figure of his. So, definitely. Although
I think so,
a Legends one, like there's been some great Razor Ramon / Scott Hall figures over the years. Like
one that I'm thinking of that I think we should get like a reissue of. Do you remember how he had the pink pants and the floral shirt? That one Elite. I would love to see that
series. I know which exactly. Yeah, yeah. Walmart exclusive.
So. Yeah, I would love to see that again. That's such a... Because, like, Vignette Razor is so awesome. That's such a cool little... I don't know. It'd be cool to have that in a figure
that's
form.
That's really cool, because I think that was one of the ones that was really not many released. Like, I think it was limited. So that would be a great one for them to re-release. Absolutely. I think that was in the Medusa set. What was her name in WWE? I can't think of her name. Alundra Blaze. She was Alundra.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I believe it was that set that they were in together, so... All right, let's move on. Look at this, Nick. Boom.
Dude. So, collect Major, okay, peoples? The resin prototypes of Deathmatch King and the new Major Stars Matt Cardona are coming soon, and you can see the first-hand images here. Tom, what do you think of these?
Dude, first of all, you know I love big rubber guys, right? Like,
yeah. They're just getting better. You can't, dude. That's why I asked. I was like, what do you think? I want to know. Do you think it's going to have the smell, the feel?
It looks so good. Like, what a job. The detail they're putting into these figures, man, they fit right in with my LJNs. They really, like, it's such a nostalgia hit, but they don't feel like remakes. They feel like they could, the line continued. That's how good they really are compared to an LJN. And nobody's even come close to LJNs. You had the Jacks, you had the Jazzwares, you had those Young Bucks. These, they went over, like, they just work their butt off to make these so good, and I am so grateful, because honestly, they're my favorite line going today.
Yeah, I mean, that's completely fair, because like they have a lot of, I think I said this last time I was on as well, but a lot of authenticity to the previous like LJN releases from the sounds of it. I think the smell is one of the big things of it. You know, that's something you hear from a lot of LJN collectors, is like this specific smell. And these big rubber guys have like, they're like probably exceeded expectations.
Oh, right? Dude. Okay, this is going to sound really creepy, and I thought about it as I started saying it, but when I get them and I open them, I even have my wife smell them. I'm like,
smell these. Like,
smell how good it smells. And she's like, it smells like rubber. I'm like, I know. It's supposed to smell. Like, oh, come on. I love it. But the Major.
And I've also, Yeah, continue.
Like, I love the major stars. Like, when they first showed them, I was like, they look okay. Seeing it like a done prototype, like, it looks really good. I think I'm going to have to get those as well.
Makes me excited for the Danhausen that they got cooking, you know?
Dude, did you see there's a Danhausen big rubber guy coming too, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, bro, I'm going to become a hoarder of Danhausen merchandise, dude. Again, I already am. Look at the back here. There's so much Danhausen already. And also, dude, a little tidbit before we get out of here. Hey, hello to Mo, for one. And also, that title belt I have held on my shoulder, okay? Wow. So maybe I am the Deathmatch King, honorary Deathmatch King. Who knows?
I'd love to see you fight Cardona in a deathmatch. In your corner, I'd root for you.
Thank you. I mean, you'd be one of the only ones. I don't know. Yeah, it depends.
I think there'd be more than just us, though.
Yeah, any chance to boo Matt Cardona, right? You know,
Great idea. We need to have a battle royal of all figure podcast hosts.
That would be really funny. I would see that, man. Imagine, can you imagine, like, that might actually break the internet, you know?
Yeah. Just have my damn toys in there, Fig Heel, Fig Vault, everybody. Get Matt Goldberg in there, too. We'll throw him over a top rope as well.
Yeah, dude.
Listen, he's got to be a wrestler named Bill Goldberg. Oh, did I just go there?
You did, and guess what? You're not wrong. Okay,
I know.
You are not wrong. No, dude, that'd be actually hilarious. I would pay money to see that, and I'd be in the freaking thing.
Yes, you would. Yeah, I mean, that'd be fun. Let's book it, man. Let's WrestleMania 41. We're gonna have a figure podcast host battle royal.
That actually sounds so funny.
The winner gets
free. You place your bets, guys. Get them in early. I've got a 9-to-1 chance. So I've got 29-to-1 chance, guys. Bet on me.
I'm gonna be like a Bobby Heenan or whoever, just hiding under the ring till it's over, and then just come in from behind and throw out whoever's standing in there. And
you have to have the singlet too. You gotta.
There you go. I would be wearing a singlet with this body. I don't want to like share it with the world. It's just for my wife. So
me and you both. Okay, I understand. Matt Goldberg was summoned. He knew.
My God. Did you hear us talking about you, Goldberg? We were just talking. You are entered into the battle royal next year. We're having a battle royal of all the figure influence, all the podcast hosts and figure influencers. You're in, Goldberg. And we said you're a better wrestler than Bill Goldberg. So
the winner gets to claim Instagram.
Yeah, there you go.
To have the app.
You guys got to let us know if you like Fig Guys After Dark. Like, you know, maybe this could become a thing. I'm just watching silence. He did hear it. That's hysterical. All right, let's move on. Boom.
Lord Alfred Hayes. Here we go, baby. Now, this is making me very, very excited. Grapplers and gimmicks. We got some plastic mold samples of Sean Mooney, Downtown Bruno, and yours truly, Lord Alfred Hayes. That not really yours truly, but he is one of the best, right? Dude, you go back and see those early WrestleManias. He's like, oh, thank you, Gene. I'm going to go back to the ring now. Me and Young Anthony just used to love Lord Alfred Hayes. So shout out to Young Anthony.
I saw his picture on the back of my milk the other day in the refrigerator. I'm like, where the hell has this guy been? So, love Young Anthony. He's a good dude. Yep. But yeah, these look great. Grapplers and gimmicks have stepped up their game since the very beginning. I kind of wish I got the Lord Alfred Hayes after seeing it. And even the Sean Mooney looks pretty damn good. So, I mean, these are good. Kudos to him. I say it all the time for not throwing in the towel with all the criticism in the beginning. He listened to the criticism and he fixed it. And like, good for him. Absolutely.
I mean, hey, like, you can't make a diamond without a little bit of pressure, right? So, and that's kind of what we're seeing here. He didn't, you know, grapplers and gimmicks, they didn't fall to the wayside. They're still creating product and still, in my opinion, these are looking really, really good, especially that Lord Alfred Hayes. I know, I can just see that guy's, I can see Alfred Hayes' face in my brain when I look at that. You know what I mean? It's just the likeness is very much there. I think these look very cool.
I agree, man. It makes me need like an elite scale Lord Alfred Hayes. Maybe a figure Lord Alfred Hayes. Come on, please. Yes. So, but
I'm throwing money at you guys, Mattel, if you do that.
100%. I would buy it too. Absolutely. Who would ever imagine a Lord Alfred Hayes? Let's move on. Yeah. We got
Oh, hello, bone-crushing wrestlers. We got some Jeff Jarrett figures, guys. You can see not one, not two, but three different variations. What's the case with that? It's a, and also you get a cheeky little one of 300 J&J figures in red trunks exclusive. What, four variations?
Yeah, oh. J&J figures, dude. Guys, go check them out. They're going to come on a pod soon. Oh, look who it is. It is Tyson in the chat. Tyson, it was postponed, but, you know, I texted Nick. Me and Mike were both crazy today. I said, Nick, why don't we go live now and to share the news with the people?
He sent a messenger pigeon to my house, and I was like, ooh, a messenger pigeon. And it said, from Tom, get on Fig Guys right now. And no, I'm just kidding. No, I'm so, like, so down to do this. So, you know, unfortunately, it was postponed, but only for a few hours, right?
That's right. That's right.
We got the night owls.
That's it. I mean, listen, I'm a night owl. I'm not a day guy. I'm not a night person. So I'm not a day person. I'm a night person. I'm not
even a day person and a night person.
Ooh.
Jeff Jarrett.
So is it long?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, what do you think of these?
One of these is a day person. One of these is a night person. The other one's a morning person. So
yeah.
I figure out which one is which. But guys, these do look great. I haven't seen any of these new bone crunchers and hands, but they look great. They do look great. And Jeff Jarrett, perfectly fitting into this collection.
Yeah. I very much like it. I think I like the card back, for example. I like Jeff Jarrett attires, so this makes me very excited to see the metallic sheen on it. This might be, are these like 3D rendered, the figures so far? Do you know?
That I don't know.
Right. It's looking promising, all I could say. And plus, J&J figures, it does some really cool things over there. Yeah. Shout out to J&J.
Yeah. All right. Ooh, this is what I'm excited for.
Ooh. Guys, did you miss out on the latest pre-orders from Powertown? What? Well, if you're looking to snag any that you missed out on, okay, you're in luck. Pre-orders are back open through to the 24th. Okay, guys, the Remcos, TNA Ultras, and Ultras 2 are all available. So if you missed out, grab your freaking grubby mitts on them. How about that?
Dude, I am going to be placing a pre-order because I was bummed I never ordered the Remcos during the first time around. I think I need this entire set.
I love the Tully here.
There's really only one I don't want, but in my mind, I feel guilty not ordering it, so I think I gotta order the whole set. So I'm not like I'm not gonna say the one I don't want, but like Nick, if you're gonna order 8 out of the 9, shouldn't I just order the 9?
I'd say. Hey, yeah. Well, do you save like any cashola if you buy the whole set?
I would, well, it's like $5 savings, but it's still $20 more savings if I just get the 8.
Oh.
So it's $220 for all.
That could be a whole figure.
I know, you're right. You're right.
All I have to say, you got to get the Rock and Roll Express because those look just amazing.
Dude, these are, I love that Missing Link one as well. I'm going to place it for all of them just because I love the superstars. I love the Bell to Bell from Ringside. I have the Road Warriors. I have the Danhausen. And these just, they just seamlessly all fit together. And I need to absolutely get these.
Yeah, and then, dude. I love that Tully. Oh, man.
Oh my gosh, they're so good. The Hacksaw even looks great. Like, it's so good.
Is that Tito Santana too? Like,
Tito Santana, yeah. Magnum TA, Bobo Brazil. We don't have a Bobo Brazil in our collection.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
You know, the very first card I went to as a kid, I didn't wrestle. Very first card I went to that my dad took me to, Bobo Brazil was in the main event against George the Animal Steel. So,
oh wow. How would you rate that as a modern day main event? How many stars?
I don't even remember. I just remember being in the audience and George Steele running into the audience at us and jumping into my dad's life and being scared out of my mind.
That's awesome, bro. Yeah, I'd imagine like if I went to a show and George the Animal Steele was running at me in the crowd and I was a kid, I would be shitting my pants.
Dude,
like, this guy's eating the turnbuckles.
I must have been like 7 at the time, 7, 8, and I leaped into my dad and put my arms around him because I thought he was coming to eat me like I was a turnbuckle. So
that's very fair, dude. You would have been. All George saw when he looked at you was a big turnbuckle, okay? And he just
leap or not. But look, here's the other two sets. The TNA Series 1 Ultras, they look so good. I'm thinking about ordering maybe Jordan Grace and Moose. They look so good. I don't watch TNA on a reg, But these look amazing. And Ultras too, they look so good too. It's just, it's so hard to like, for me now to want to go order what I missed before because it's going to be expensive. But,
and I know,
so good.
I know people that have been, for Josh Alexander, right? For the TNA Ultras. I know people have been making Josh Alexander customs for years. For like, just with the, you go in Headeration, you get the custom head sculpt, you make your own custom formula with the body, all that fun stuff. So the fact that we can actually get like a properly mass-produced Josh Alexander for some of these like talents, especially Moose, even Jordan Grace is going to be cool. Like this... God damn, man. I'm very, very excited. Jack Briscoe, is that who that is?
Yeah.
Oh, bro. NWA. Let's go. Okay, dude. I'm excited.
And, you know, I could say, oh, I have so many Junkyard Dog figures. Do I need another? But when you look at this figure, you can tell. Junkyard Dog. Like, it's not the same as WWE.
The Kamala, bro. Look at that Kamala. It's, like, so different to any Elite I've seen of him, bro. It's, like, I love the belly on him.
The moon belly. I love it. These look great. So I will definitely, I know I'm definitely ordering the Remcos. I might pick and choose out of these as well. I just got to see, you know, I also need to order big rubber guys. So that's a good thing. I have a new job.
My wallet is aching.
I have a new job. So
this is big. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. What do we got? Ooh,
we got some Foco. That's what we got. Tom, WWE Hogan and Warrior magazine cover limited bobblehead. What? This is like a magazine cover from way back when, I'm guessing. Yeah. Right? That's really, really cool.
This magazine cover. Don't make me feel old.
Hey. From way back when, I should have said last week, pal. No. Thanks. But limited to 100 pieces. It costs $150 and it ships May of 2025. Tom, is this something that perks your ear up when you see something like this? How do you feel on the Foco bobbleheads?
Dude, every week we talk about them because there's a new one to announce. And every week, like, whoa, like it's so hard. Like, I haven't dove in yet because I'm afraid that if I do dive in, I'm not going to be able to stop because they look amazing. They really do. Like, I love the idea of WWF magazine cover based, like, bobbleheads. Like,
that is sick. I hope they continue that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, there's like, I've looked at some, they have sales. A couple of years ago, WWE released a bunch of bobbleheads on their website with the legends and stuff. And I got all of them, but I mean, you know, what stinks when you're a collector, like you and I, if I start something, I love to be a completist. Like a lot of times, okay, I can't just pick and choose. And I just don't want to have to get everyone, but
man,
you know, they look amazing. I might have to get a couple. I don't know.
That's fair enough, man. I'm thankfully not a completist because my wallet says no sometimes. My wallet doesn't let me be a completist, which is so fair. When that wallet's aching,
yeah,
those figures, I'd be at breaking. I don't know. I did try. But this is like a very, very cool little piece. Are there any other magazine covers that you can think of that were iconic from the time that you wanted to see in like a bobblehead form?
Dude, there are so many. There are some great Sergeant Slaughter ones. They had there's just so many. If you're going back and think of I still have all my WWF magazines from when I was a kid. They're in bags cardboard backs in them to protect them. Like,
wow, yeah, you're preserving them. That's like a fossil.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. No, I'm not trying to.
I know. Dude, you want to hear a story? Let's just take a time out. Let's have a little story time with the OG Fakehead. So I was at my new old job the other day, and I'm talking to this guy who was not there when I was there the first time. I was away for 4 years. I come back, the best in the world. It was Thanksgiving, Survivor... Wait, wrong story. I come back to my job. I don't know any of these people. And I start talking to this guy the other day. You're new. He goes, yeah, I started about a year ago, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, I started here 12 years ago. He's like, oh, I was 9. And I was like, you were 9 12 years ago.
I was 11.
We're talking some more. Thanks, Nick. Then we're talking a little more, and I'm like giving him some advice, like, oh, you're doing this, you're doing that, like, you're doing everything right. He's like, oh, yeah, because you have great advice. He goes, you sound like my dad. I go, how old's your dad? He goes, he's 44. His dad is 5 years younger than me. I never felt so old and just wanted to crawl under a rock in my life.
Guess what? When I see that, I see wisdom, okay? When I see those grays, Tom, I see years of experience.
I knew the reason why I asked you to come on a show tonight.
I don't see age. I see some wisdom going to be bestowed upon me. You know what I mean?
You want to know?
Not like that, but I see years of experience, okay? That's what that is.
When I look in the mirror, I see a guy who's been lucky enough to see every WrestleMania live in its iteration. And seeing
that is crazy to me. Yeah, yes. That is wild.
So, like, I might be turning 50 next year, but listen, I've got to enjoy from the golden era on to wrestling, so I won't complain.
Like, every WrestleMania live from your couch, that's, bro, that's like, I don't know how many people can actually say that, especially because when you think about wrestling fans, they might be lapsed in their fandom, you know, they might have errors. Yeah, they might have errors where they just haven't been watching for a few years. That didn't happen, man. That's really cool. That's actually cool.
I mean, I agree, like, I love it, and I'll take that every day of the week because
damn it's right.
Just an amazing ride to watch the WWE grow, wrestling grow, AEW comes to birth. Like, it's just been an amazing ride, and I love it. I absolutely love it.
So. Yeah, you would have called, man. I would have loved to have experienced the Monday Night Wars and just flipping through the channels. Like, oh, it's Monday. Oh, yeah, flipping through. You know what I mean? Oh, there's some jobber match on this program. Let me flip to the other one. That would have been so fun.
When NWO started in Hall and Nash, like, I would flip back and forth, and I wish we had DVRs back then to watch them both.
Just yeah,
weren't made yet.
So. It's like, especially if you weren't even trying to pick up like another program of wrestling to watch during your week, you have no choice. The NWO was everywhere. So, oh man, to experience that in the moment as a fan would have been really cool.
Yeah, it was great. So, all right, what do we got next? Ooh.
Mark Mero, baby. Let's go. What was his name around this gimmick? Johnny B. Bad?
Yes.
Yeah. As opposed to Johnny B. Good? Oh, man. And I love it.
And Little Richard, resemblance to Little Richard. And
Yep. There you go. And guys, Top Rope Collectibles, Galoob style. Now, Mark Mero has signed with the line to be a part of the PN News and is close. Oh, to be a part of the PN News is close to completion. That's the next one. But, dude, that's pretty exciting. Mark Mero, I know Top Rope Collectibles. I know, why am I so dark? Here we go. I'm in the shadows. But Top Rope Collectibles, they are founded from a few friends of mine, actually. So I'm very, very, that actually makes me I don't know. I'm happy to hear that they frickin' signed a major talent like Mark Mero. That's exciting.
Dude, I'm excited. They got Paul Orndorff. Like, read the updates first, and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. PN News is close to completion, ayo, and has been delayed to help make it perfect, okay? Jeff Bagwell is up next and won't go to pre-order until PN News has shipped. So that's some Top Rope Collectibles news for you.
Yeah, and they also have Paul Orndorff, who will be coming soon, and they said no more pre-orders for figures until the first one was released so we could see the quality product in the hand, and I respect that. You can't release a second one until people see it. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
So, and this looks great. And again, I eventually want to have a whole Galoob collection from the original set. So now you can fill in your holes here with this. It's great. It's absolutely great. So
yeah, this is fantastic. And what a talent too, man. There's a lot of looks you can go for when it comes to Mark Mero, Johnny B. Bad, and all that stuff. Maybe even just boxer style, dude. Boom, 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 boom. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, great idea. There you go. All right.
But baby, Title Run Toys have showed off this little like sketch blueprint of Ernest the Cat Miller in a little Hasbro style commemorative to those older figures. Man, TRT, this is we've been seeing a lot of Title Run toys, okay? TRT, yep. I don't mean testosterone, baby. Okay? I'm going to get some testosterone when I buy this figure. How about that?
And listen, they've released a lot of drawings. I can't wait to see one of their actual products in hand and see, you know, how good they are. So, but it looks good. Ernest the Cat Miller. I don't even know if there's ever been a figure of him at all. I doubt it.
I don't even know who this is.
You never heard of Ernest the Cat Miller? Wow. Nick Storm.
I might have like heard the name. I don't know.
Yeah, you're usually really good with that stuff. So I'm kind of shocked. So listen,
I'm too busy watching the great Kabuki on WCCW. I'm too busy.
I think he's older than even the 80s. I think he might have been before that. So,
oh wow, okay, yeah. Holy respect to that. Oh, but more respect to Epic Toys. Just kidding. to shout out to Ernest the Cat Miller. Epic Toys, though, Wrestling Superstars Series 3 shipment has officially left the factory via air freight. Guys, it's on the way to your doors. Is that exciting? Bobby Heenan, Eddie Guerrero, Boris... Zukov. And Onita. Hell yeah, dude. This is some nice little... I like the look of these, honestly. Like, they look really uniform together. And the colors sort of match, man. This is... I like how these look.
Even I ordered Bobby the Brain Heenan. I haven't ordered any of the retro styles from anybody so far except for Zombie. But I couldn't, like, being the Bobby Heenan mark that I am, I couldn't let that pass because it looks so good. It looks amazing.
And that's amazing if you're a Bobby Heenan mark, because there's a Bobby Heenan in all black, and it will be a live drop exclusive with no pre-order. So
yeah, 12, I think it said 1250 of those maybe. So I'll be looking for those to drop because I need more Bobby Heenans. Like, I'll buy Bobby Heenan for me is right up there with Piper Savage. Like,
my
Piper Savage. Well, yeah,
he was an on-screen character, right? You don't even, if you're watching, you don't really think of it as like manager and wrestler, you know?
I think of him as manager, commentator more. Yeah. Like, his matches are always fun, and the guy could take bumps like crazy. I'm sure you've seen some of his matches and stuff, like his match versus the Warrior in the weasel suit and stuff.
Like,
he had to make you laugh. Like, he is so good at what he did. The best manager in the business all time. Sorry. No competition. Like, there's been other but Bobby Heenan is just the best. So if you release Bobby Heenan figures, I'll buy every single one.
Hell freaking yeah. Well, there you go. Bobby Heenan fans out there, you best be listening, okay? Because Tom speaks for all of you.
Don't be a weasel.
Don't be a weasel.
All right.
Fill your car with diesel. Sorry. That was a little rhyme there I like to do. No. Zombie Sailor's Toys, though. Oh, I love Big Slick, dude. This is great to me. Wrestling Heels and Faces Slick, one of 1250 variant, okay, was an exclusive at the big event. Can you brush up on my prowess a little bit? What was the big event, Tom?
So it's a big wrestling convention they have every year, like on Long Island, Queens, in that area.
Right.
One of the biggest conventions of the year. And it's cool. Like, everybody goes there. So Zombie had a table there, was selling this figure. It's a different style hat than the other figures. I think maybe a different color suit. So it's the third Slick, though. How many Slicks do we need?
All of them? More?
let me ask you.
No.
Are you a Jive Soul bro?
Oh, you know I am. Dude, don't make me start. Are you kidding me? But I remember when young Anthony and I were going through the WrestleManias. Yeah, Slick was just such a character. When you see him on screen, he literally, you get invested, man. He's such a funny, like, little person to watch. And he was freaking tall as hell, too, by the way. Why was he so tall?
Well, I guess he was born tall. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess he came out the womb tall.
How do I answer that question? Why was he so tall? Like, why am I bald? You know, I don't know the answer to these questions.
Okay, you got a good point. You got a great point.
What's up, Sam D, dude? What's up, dude?
Yeah, Sam in the chat. How you doing, buddy? We need an elite of Slick, though. We need an elite of Slick. If we're talking about Lord Alfred Hayes and Builder figures, I'd love a Slick.
I came up with this thing the other day that I was thinking. LJN, right? Remember LJN's?
Yeah.
The first wrestling figure line ever. I don't know, maybe the Poppies came first. But LJN's, the first WWF major licensed figures, had every manager of the 80s made, and we can't get a smart Mark Sterling, a Don Callis, a Prince Nana, or any damn manager from AEW. Like, managers sell. What are they thinking? Release these damn managers, please.
And if honestly, LJN that's...
could do it, you could do it, Jazzwares. You could do it.
That's like, put your hand to the screen. That's what that was.
Don Callis would be a top-selling figure. Mark Sterling would sell like crazy. Everybody needs a Prince Nana to go with their swerve. I'm sure I miss Stokely Hathaway. You've got managers out the gazoo. Release them. Release them. Like, Adam.
Release the hounds.
Just one manager to each series, please. It's not that hard to do. They'll sell. I guarantee you they'll sell.
And I But the thing is, Tom, I think they might make it the chase if they're in the main line, you know? Because they have that.
Put it on the vault then so we could all get it.
There you go. How about a manager's three-pack? Manager's three-pack. A manager's whatever pack. Manager's two-pack.
Put it on the vault. We'll buy it.
Yeah, please. And then make sure Australia is an option. Thank you. And then I'll buy it.
I'll ship it to Nick Storm. Just make them for us.
Yeah. Hell yeah. We're going to go into business for ourselves, okay?
That's it. I'm sorry. I still love you guys. I just want manager figures.
This is true. Dude, that's not a better be a figure.
There's going to be a reel coming of this clip. Don't you worry.
They better be having Prince Nana, you know, mass produced right now, right this second. Ringside exclusive or not. I need to do this.
They had Tully Blanchard. They could have made him. They could have made Arn Anderson when he was there.
Arn Anderson? Yeah, yeah.
How many managers they could have done?
Like Jake the Snake, dude. He's on a Legends deal with WWE, but again, who knows? We could have.
Billy Gunn is getting figures in both companies. Why can't somebody else? It ain't going to hurt. It's certainly not going to hurt.
There you freaking go. Point blank pipe bomb.
That's it. My rant is over. Oh. All right. What do we got next in the news, Nick?
Oh, I'll tell you. We're on to Jazzwares.
Oh, boy.
AEW Unrivaled Collection Amazon exclusive. The Hardys 2-pack is now shipping, dude. A great little freaking 2-pack, in my opinion. Tom, what the? Give it to me.
Oh, man, I said next time you were here, I was just going to hand you something, and then you would have it when I handed it to you.
Oh, guess what? Oh, thank you. Oh, Matt Hardy. Oh, where's the other? I can't find Jeff. He's somewhere.
He dropped it as I handed it to you. Use two hands. What are you, Aaron Judge? Come on.
I know, right, dude? What am I doing here? Oh, my God. Talk away.
I'm talking. Yeah, so that's shipping. That's great because those AEW Jazzverse 2-pack Amazon exclusives are great. I'm so mad because the only 2-pack they never got back, and I looked again this week, was the Danhausen. Like, I never
Okay. The 2-pack? The Danhausen?
Him and Hookhausen?
Oh, the Hookhausen.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah. That's a really good Danhausen figure, in my opinion.
Oh, I needed it, but it sold out, and they never got it back in. So it's the one 2-pack I don't get is the one that sells out. Just my luck.
So, for that Hardy's 2-pack, are you going to open it or are you going to keep it mock? A lot of people are keeping it mock. A lot of people open it. I'm saying, what do you
stick around for a few minutes and we'll see what I do in just a little bit.
Oh, no commercial breaks here, baby. Okay.
All right. No commercial breaks. We're presented by Fig Guys.
Yes, dude.
We're going commercial free every week just for you.
Is that a reference?
maybe not. What do we got next? Oh, okay.
I think we got some Legends of Lucha Libre Wave 3, dude.
Yeah.
They've been delayed till 2025, early 2025 at least. Okay.
Yeah.
But Wave 3 does include Vampiro, Tiny Blast Jr., Laredo Kid, and Taya Valkyrie. Now, I think we've seen photos of these figures for the past like year. You know, it feels like we've seen these for a while cooking, and man, they're about to be in our grips, but a little bit more delayed. I mean, I'm fine with that. You know, I'm fine with a little bit more delay. You got to get the figure perfect, okay? And plus, there's so much other product out there to swing you over until then, okay? So I'm quite happy with that. And then that Vampira is honestly going to be pretty, pretty cool. So,
yeah, amen to that. It does look good. So they do look good.
Right. Vampiro, brother.
That's the news, Nick. It's time we roll into a little ringside roundup. All right, Ringside Roundup brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles. Go to WrestlingFigures.com today. Use code FIGGUYS at checkout. Save yourself 10% on me, Mike, and Nick. Or you can use code ICON if you'd like to support Nick Storm as well, because we all support each other in this community. That's what we're here for. We just love Wrestling Figures, and the more figures you buy, the more we'll get to buy. So,
this is true. This is damn true. Yeah.
There we go. Ooh, I see what I did.
You know
today?
What else is true? Dude, this is quite nice. This is quite nice. Did you do this today?
Yeah, I put a little code on the side so people won't forget it.
Well, guys, and if you don't know what the case is with this image, well, I'll tell you right now, Ringside Collectibles is going on a Thanksgiving sale. So they have it right freaking now. If you guys want to get some figures for cheap, that's how you do it, man. Go. They have a little tab called the Thanksgiving sale. You can see how many cheap figures. You can even do sort by cheapest if you wanted to really just get some really figures for like $3, $4, $5 maybe. Probably not. But hey, it's always worth a look, and you can even save an extra 10% too.
Yeah, and just stay tuned to Ringside, because you know over the next couple of weeks you're going to see sale after sale after sale. So it's time to stock up on what you missed in your collections.
Damn freaking right.
What do we got first? Oh, okay.
Oh, baby. New in stock, now shipping, guys. Switchblade Jay White, the AEW Ringside exclusive. Now, Tom, I think you had this in hand, and you had some pretty like good things to say about this figure. I'm very excited about this figure. This is like that Josh Alexander I was talking about. People have been making Jay White figure customs for years, man, for absolute years. So to finally get a mass-produced Jay White out there, I can't be happier.
Dude, this figure is amazing. I already told you before we went on the air, candidate for figure of the year for sure. Both scans are amazing. The leather jacket is just off the charts for soft goods. It is a beautiful piece of soft goods. Jazzwares has been knocking it out of the park with their soft goods lately. You got that MJF robe and a two-pack. There's just so many soft goods that are just killing it. There it is right there. Like,
beautiful.
Their work has just been amazing. Like, and this figure, the scan, everything about it, is so good. The packaging. I love how you could see him through the blade. Like, I think I opened this, so I'm going to need another one. It's just amazing. Just such a good figure. If you haven't ordered it today, it is shipping now. If you go and order it from Ringside, it is shipping right away. Save 10% by using the code right over here.
Where is it? Right here. Freaking right.
Is it right there? Right there. That code. Big eyes. So that's
I almost point. Yeah, I pointed it somewhere else too. There we go. Save 10%, baby. Do it.
Also new in stock.
Huh. Yeah, freak out. We don't even have Fig Freak here. But Black Machismo, Jay Lethal, AEW Ringside exclusive, is now shipping as well alongside that Jay White. Oh my God, I can say this for the Jay Lethal as well, man. People have been making this for years in customs. Yeah. And there's been Black Machismo figures where, you know, from TNA and Jax and stuff like that. But hey, man, this is like the upgrade for Black Machismo when it comes to that. And look at the cloth goods, man. Oh my God, this is nice.
Dude, this is another amazing figure. The scans are amazing. The soft goods are amazing. I have one nitpick about this problem. So Jay Lethal has no hair. It is so hard to get the glasses to stay on him, because a lot of times when they come with scans, they make it so it fits in. The glasses are so, like, they come in there. Here's my advice. If you didn't get this figure yet, and you like the glasses, and don't ever take them off because they're on with a tie in the back, leave it. Don't take it off.
Oh,
it'll make it fit so much better, because they will not stay on without that tie. I haven't found a way to do it yet. So, but it's a great, great figure. It's so good to see Jay Lethal after all these years get an amazing elite style figure. So it's such a great figure, and it's representing an iconic moment from All In. Like, I think it's cool we're finally getting some figures from the original All In. I know a lot of people are like, oh, we want a modern day Jay Lethal. I love this figure. Like, I'm sure we'll get a Jay Lethal in another set, but for now, this figure, honestly, this is, if you had to create one figure from his career, this might be it. It's just so
Hey, man, All In was that was the telltale, show to make really AEW what it is now. That's really what birthed it, with the possibility that they could sell out a 10,000 plus arena, just based on BTE and Ring of Honor and all this stuff, right? That was like the main thing. And then they hit it out of the park, and that was pretty iconic. And I can see why they went with it for the first figure, but I could also see why people would maybe want like an updated Jay Lethal for like a main line or something like that first. But the thing is with that, there's that Jay White that's come out, Ringside exclusive, but he has a mainland release as well. So I think it's only a matter of time now that we do see a Jay Lethal mainline release, especially now that they have the formula for him, the head scans for him, all that stuff, right? To retool, whatever the case. So
yeah. So there you go. Also, brand new in stock. I also received this week.
Oh, baby. This is the more hardcore 15-piece ringside accessory playset. Now, I got the initial one from a few years back, right? And seeing everyone unbox this one, there's more upgrades to it, more hits of deco to this. There's more weapons. There's different weapons in it. I think I need to get this.
Dude, I was blown away when I opened this the other day. I did the live unboxing. I think it was on Sunday. So good, dude. It was like, I was shocked. Like the little bat with the thumbtacks on it actually pricked my finger. So don't let your little kids play with it. Don't let your dogs eat it. But no, the quality of this was off the charts. It was so good. Well worth the money. If you have a wrestling figure fan in your life and you want to surprise them with something, get them this pack. It's just so cool. The board with the pile of tacks. It's such a good set. Like, it's really just a lot of fun.
I have this under my figure ring always. This board of barbed wire. It is so cool. I love this to the bits. You can do so many spots with it, so many hardcore matches. Man, it's this is seriously such a cool pack, and it can spruce up literally every match you have. Really, it's fantastic.
So good. It's absolutely so good, guys. So check it out. Get it today. You will not regret it. Let's talk about some things that are going to be shipping soon from Ringside, Nick.
Oh, baby. The Alpha Konosuke Takeshita. Now, Sorry. Because people have been wanting a Takeshita figure for so long, right? You, me, probably you watching out there. I know you have been waiting for this figure. Okay, I know it. And this is like, what a great little, like, maybe even first release. Oh, it hasn't. No, wait. This isn't the first release of Takeshita, right? Because he's got the mainline chase. This is going to be the second release. Okay. Oh man, and I think this one is the one that's buttering my bread. Okay, you have the hits of red. Red is my favorite color. Oopsie. So I'm obviously going to be biased, but it comes with the entrance robe or the entrance jacket, I should say, and just his gear alone. I love the formula that they use for Takeshita. And this is now freaking. Is this shipping now?
Any day.
When any freaking day now.
Probably shipping in the next week.
So. That's exciting, man. This is I'm gonna have some 7-star classics right now,
dude. I love Takeshita. He's one of my favorites in wrestling today. Like, I still think, like, and I don't even think he's reached his prime yet. Like, this guy is so good.
Yeah,
I can't
absolutely
wait.
You know what's funny, dude? The Ricochet, Osprey, and Takeshita triple threat. I thought Takeshita shined the most out of anyone in that match. I thought he was the one I was watching for the most in that triple threat. So I'm very, very excited for this figure.
I agree. I cannot wait to get this one. Also, equally as exciting.
Oh, yeah, dude. Finally, man. We've seen so much of this. And I think people are finally just, they're sick of waiting and they freaking can't wait no more. Okay? They need their Steiner Brothers Ringside Exclusive 2-pack. And it could be shipping any day now. Oh, yeah. Baby. I'm so excited. That Rick is fantastic looking.
Dude, these are crazy good. Like, first Ringside gets the Outsiders 2-pack Ultimate Edition. Now we're getting this. Like, they're just crushing the Ultimate Edition 2-packs.
Absolutely. The Usos from way back when, right? People love those as well. Just another instance. I'd say let's do some fantasy booking. What's a Ringside exclusive 2-pack you would love to see?
The Killer Bees.
Oh, wow. Yeah, dude.
You can come. You take the head off and then you have to put the masked head on when they go under the ring and they come out and you don't know which one is which, like when they used to switch places. Give me some killer bees. So
give me some freaking killer bees right now.
I mean, I want killer bee figures, but realistically, who would I really want? Ooh, how about I got a rare boy. Like, I want a Jesse Ventura Macho Man 2-pack from when they teamed together in WWF.
Wow. That would be sick, man. That would be really sick.
Jesse and Gorilla Monsoon Ultimate Edition 2-pack.
Oh, dude, that's something I've been I think I've been fantasy booking this the past year, like an elite two pack of them. But if they did an ultimate two pack of them, I would be even happier.
Dude, I would be so stoked if they did an ultimate edition two pack to that.
That'd be crazy, by the way. And you can make him like in ring gear as well.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Who's your pick for it? Do you get to book a two pack of ultimates for ringside? Who are you picking?
Let's see, man. Let's see. Let's go with like, I don't know, dude. Maybe, dude, this is hard. How did you think of it? I'm trying to think. Let's see.
I came up with the killer bee, so I wasn't very good either.
That's fair. How about a Paul Heyman's associate, Ultimate Edition? It comes with Roman Reigns and CM Punk. I'm just kidding. Natural Disasters. There we go. Boom.
That's a good pick, dude. Pete coming in with a great answer. I mean, I would never say no to that.
No, I think that's where your bread's buttered.
I need Road Warriors as well. A Legion of Doom.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There we go. LOD 2000.
Regular LOD. Let's drop the 2000.
Get Sonny in there as a builder figure if you want. I don't want it. I don't.
Oh, man. Guys, this Ringside Roundup brought to you by Ringside Collectibles. Go to WrestlingFigures.com. Use code FIGGUYS or ICON at checkout and save yourself 10% on us. All right. Real quick, we're going to take a peek at what we got this week. All right, so I really didn't get much this week, but I did get a call, a delivery from Amazon today. And we were going to open to CM Punk, but I'll save that for next week so we could show it off while Mike's here because I know he wanted to see it. But I got this box. I have yet to open it. I did break the tape so I wouldn't have to struggle on the air and look like a jackass as I tried to do it. But
that is way too often for me.
I've got, holy smokes. Dude, this is nice.
Holy smokes. Already, first impressions is holy smokes.
Holy moly. I love this. I got this.
Yes, dude. Bam, 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 bam. Oh, man. It's a great looking mat, dude.
I'm looking at the box now. Oh, look at the back. Have you guys seen the back of the box? Oh, there's like a hole showing you my Macho Man stuff in it. Oh, it's the green lights. Okay, because of the green screen. I will be getting rid of the green screen soon, guys. I can't take it anymore. It's just frustrating.
That's so fair. But dude, yeah, it's nice, especially if you want to keep it mock, man. I wish there was
I opened up the last series that they were in and I have them over here. Yeah. So I think this just looks so good in the box. This would look beautifully signed. I'm not a big getting figure signed type of guy. I have a few that I've just happened to meet somebody. This would actually look beautiful signed. So I might have to save this if I meet them to get them to sign this just because of how nice it is.
What colors would you go for?
Purple and white.
Oh, yeah.
I think I would have Jeff sign purple, Matt white. Or would it be white, Jeff white, and Matt purple? I feel like purple and white would just be lit on this thing. It looks so good.
Yeah, dude, you'd be lit. You said, hell yeah, it would.
White? That'd be so good. You think all white? Like, what do you suggest, Nick?
I'm thinking like purple and yellow. Like one yellow, one purple.
Purple and yellow too, like a neon yellow?
Just like a yellow, like a Jeff's face paint yellow, because I noticed like the Matt's pants and everything and Jeff's gear sort of match a little bit. Like, you know, Matt's got the gold and the purple.
Yeah,
that's what I would do. But hey, the white and purple would go hard too.
Okay, dude, this is an amazing set. I'll tell you, I love it. I'm not opening it. I can't. It's just too nice. You know, I could get another one if I wanted to open it. But again, I have the last set, and this will go on display like this. You know what? I need to take a picture of tomorrow, Nick, and post my three Hardy Boys two packs.
Yes, man.
I have this one.
Actually, yeah.
Dream Edition. And I have the other WWE. Oh, I wish I didn't sell my Jax Edition 2-pack. Darn it.
Damn, dude. I'm trying to find my Jeff, bro. I absolutely lost my Jeff from that pack.
Check your pocket. It's probably in your pocket.
I know. Oh, yeah. I do thieve my own figures. Dude.
I heard somebody went up to you the other day and said, is that a Jeff Hardy figure in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me? And you were like, no, it's just a Jeff Hardy figure. I'm sorry.
That actually did. Yeah, it's relatable because it happened. That happens maybe every day for me, unfortunately. Yeah.
Wait till you get the Jeff Hardy big rubber guy in your pocket. And it's like, is that a big rubber guy in your pocket?
Are you just happy to see me? Oh, big rubber guy again. Sorry. But, man, I got, you said it was like a kind of a slow like pickup week for you.
Yes, tell me what you got.
It was chaotic for me, unfortunately. Like, this is, I don't think I've ever been on a bender like this when it comes to figures. So starting off, man, I found Elite 113 in stores in Australia.
They're not even in stores here yet.
It's a sign of the times. It's like, what is going on?
You don't get figures very easily over there, right?
No, yeah, it's a lot of like waiting and import charges and all that stuff.
Good for you. Like, you got that Punk that you needed. Like, let's take a look at these figures. Show us your favorites on the set. Let's talk about them.
Absolutely. So I guess 113, I've got this CM Punk, and I picked up the Dragon Lee as well.
Dragon Lee, looks so good. I feel like they rushed it out, didn't put much deco on it just to get it out, and I'm fine with that. Like, listen, if that gets me a figure of somebody faster, yes, please. Get me the figure.
I think the same with that. I think that's what the hell, and now I'm so bright. But I think that's exactly what happened. And a little bit, if you get this Dragon Lee in hand, the top design on the mask is different from, like, what's actually painted on, which is funny. But sorry, that's how you know it's a good figure.
That's the figure eyes after dark.
Yeah. and this Dragon Lee is so good. Someone told me this is like a perfect base for a Roosh custom, and I have not gotten that out of my head.
That's his brother, right?
Yeah. Yep. That's his brother. No wonder, right? But this is such a good figure. Poses around perfectly. It's on ball joints. This is seriously a really good one. And this Punker, bro. My God. When I saw him on the shelf, I think I screamed, maybe. I might have screamed.
I'll tell you, we got some awesome CM Punks from Jazzwares. That Supreme is one of the best ever. I wondered how Mattel would, like, compete with that. This is how.
Yes,
this
figure, dude.
This scan, like, they nailed it. They really did. Like, we've got amazing CM Punk figures over the last 4 years.
I agree. And this is such an iconic attire, right? This is his Macho Man inspired gear. And we've gotten this from a battle pack with Macho Man and Punk from way back in the day. Only basic, right? Only basic figures. So this is way well overdue. And what an execution it was, man. And they included this shirt on it as well. It's just so good. And the Nexus armband, there's a lot with this figure. That's just really great. What else did I get, man? Oh my God. What a great question. Oh, baby. New Elite. Yeah, Elite 114 as well, dude. I got the Dragunov, and I got the Bron Breakker. And what else did I get? Oh, you know, I had to yeet all over the place, Tom. I got myself. Yeah. we gotta clip that. I'm yeeting all over the place with these ones. This Bron is such a fantastic figure. I gotta be honest, the head scan is very nice. I wonder if you can even see it. Probably not. Amazing attire, dude. I thought because he's wearing a lot of this like sort of attire now on TV. And something, I don't know if you've experienced these from Mattel yet, but the new ankle rockers.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
they move like that now, like the Jazzwares figures.
Wow.
And it is so much better for posing, for doing spots. You can actually like have this leg.
Do they feel like Vietnam has gotten a little better with the leg joints? They look pretty good.
Definitely, man. I think so. The knees are stiff on this Bron, but you know, when you're actually kicking up the leg and stuff, it's very fine. Yeah. Listen, it's very, very nice.
You change factories, there's going to be hiccups. But in the long run, Mattel did it for a reason, and it will be better for us in the long run. We're not going to have to deal with friggin' Chinese New Year every year and a stop of figures for like 2 months because China shuts down to celebrate a New Year. Like, so I think there's reasons.
I didn't even realize they did that.
Yeah, so I think it's going to help in the long run with us getting our figures, and maybe we get them a little faster now because they're in Vietnam and not China. I don't know, but it looks good, and I'm here for it. And listen, Steve created a post over on the Wrestling Figs message board asking people to post problems so that they can let the factory know. And I think it's cool that Steve is such a good dude, and he cares because he makes himself out there to listen to what we have to say. And you know, yeah. I mean, wrestling fans, any fans, when they get something and they have a complaint, you want to be heard. And you know he's getting a lot of complaints because people like to... I'm sure half of the complaints he gets is like stupid stuff that don't even matter, but he wants to hear.
Yeah.
That says a lot. Like he wants to listen. He wants to be able to make things better. And I will fully support a product that that is so caring. Like that, you know, listen, Mattel, you could obviously see the difference in a WWE toy line from pre-Steve and post-Steve. Mm-hmm. Like it was good before Steve got there. But when Ozer got there, everything's on another level now. Like the package.
Steve is such a fan at heart, and I think that's what it is.
You got Bill, who's a fan. You got Magic, who's a fan. You got Robert Rudman, who's a fan. Everybody there. Like, to me, that's why it stands out. And I think every toy company, every toy line should have people who are fans of it making it, because it does make it better, because you know what you want. You know what the fans want. Like,
exactly that. And
manager figures. Let's go back on the manager train from Jazzwares again from AEW. Yeah. Who knows why we're not getting those figures? But if you had a guy there fighting for it, saying, no, this is who we want, then we might get it.
Yeah.
For real. I
absolutely
think
a
figure would sell like crazy. I really do.
Yeah. And, and you know, Steve gives us his time. He comes on these podcasts and listens, and most of the time, you know, from experience from my show, from your show as well, a lot of it is taking questions from the chat, and that's just being open and taking, you know, questions, concerns from the fans, right? He's always open to listen, and I think that's really his strong suit, you know. Like, and there's always going to be people who just send him random, like, concerns that make no sense. Like the people who comment on Ringside Collectibles posts and go, why does this figure is in the Elite Wave? You know, like, Ringside makes the figures or something. Like, for what? Yeah. You know, so there's a lot of that. But if you weed it out and stuff like that, I think Steve does he does a lot more than people realize, I think.
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. Steve's amazing. And again, we've met so many great people. Jeremy comes on our shows, like,
yeah, Jeremy, shout out.
And like, give shout outs to all these guys who care, and like, they make themselves available, and it makes the wrestling figure world better. So absolutely. Nick, any closing comments? Anything else before we head out? We've already been an hour. It feels like 5 minutes.
But yeah.
I love it. I do
have some closing comments. If you guys are one CM Punk from Elite 113 short, well, look out for my Instagram. I'm going to be giving away this bad boy in the next coming weeks. So definitely get a follow in, get a few likes in if you want, but I'll be making a post to explain all the details and everything. So yeah, a little bit of Fig Guys insight for you guys.
Wow, guys, that's a great giveaway, because that figure is not going to be easy to come by. So
yeah, it already isn't. It's already bad.
Tell people where they can follow you again, just so they know where they could get the info on winning the figure.
Absolutely.
Fig Friday.
Yeah, abso-freaking-lutely. It's going to be having a comeback Figure Friday now. So at Nick Storm Review on Instagram, I might be doing it on Twitter and YouTube as well. So look out for some extra entries if you do wanted to get in on that. But yeah, man, at Nick Storm Review, literally everywhere. And then my mug with a pair of sunglasses will be there just to look you dead in your eyes. You know what I mean? There you go. If you want to get in on the giveaway.
I mean, you don't want to miss the giveaway, guys. You really don't. You can follow me at the OG Fig Kid on Instagram, but more importantly, follow at Official Fig Guys on Instagram, on TikTok. I'd say follow us on X, but we really don't update it. And we really need to start updating X a little more, I think. It's just so many social medias to, gotta go post it here. Gotta go post it here, but I need to start communicating with you guys on X. Sorry that we were late today. We did our best. I was crazy earlier in the day. I know Mike had a lot of stuff going on. We haven't missed an episode yet. Nick Storm.
I will say like for whatever reasons because I know the reasons why it was postponed. I'm surprised that an episode still got out. So kudos to you, Tom. Okay.
Listen, it was killing me that I was unable to do it before for a good reason. We made it happen. I didn't want you guys to wait. I know Mike needs to take the week off. Let him relax. He'll be back next week. We'll be back next week. That's it. We love you guys. I got to learn to do the Mr. Roper look into the camera. You never watched
it. I feel engaged right now. Yeah.
Yeah, I love when Mr. Roper used to stop and like tell a joke, and all of a sudden he just like give the wink to the camera. Like, I gotta go watch some more Three's Company and do the old Mr. Roper. And every so often,
I guess I gotta start watching now. Yeah, I gotta start doing that. No,
dude, you'll love it. One of the best sitcoms ever. I'm telling you, John Ritter is just his timing, his comedic timing is the.
I know John Ritter. Okay.
Yeah, dude, he's the star of Three's Company.
Sweet, done. Already sold.
Watch it and you will love it. I'm telling you, Nick, I know your taste. Like you, I feel like you're somebody I could have grown up with because you're into all the same stuff. Like if you grow up with
I feel like, yeah.
You would love it too.
I feel like I could have grown up with you. You know, yeah. I feel like all the good art is from way back when. There is good art nowadays. I'm very artist subjective minded, whatever.
There is, but I'll tell you, there's no good sitcoms anymore.
Yeah, there you go. And now like sitcoms are like
Seinfeld.
You know, like Curb Your Enthusiasm is classed as like a sitcom. So yeah. there's a whole genre now of new sitcoms. Yeah. So it's definitely not the same.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. I love Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah. I love Larry David. Yeah. He's great.
You watch Seinfeld.
Yes, yeah. I watched a bit of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and then I was like, I have to watch Seinfeld in full because I know he wrote it. So, and it was it's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Yeah, absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. Guys, thank you all for spending the night with us. Big Guys After Dark. Who knows? Maybe we'll do it again one day just for the hell of it. Like, we could just jump on here one night, the three of us. Me, you, Mike, do Big Guys After Dark, and I don't know. We'll see. We'll have fun. Nick, I'm so glad you got to come on. I'm glad you're home. I always enjoy my time working with you, talking about wrestling figures, because your insights are always impressive. I always love listening to you talk. So,
no, I appreciate that, bro. Yeah, and I always appreciate the offer to come on, man. Like, it's always, I never have to turn it on with you, you know, if that makes any sense. Exactly. It's always natural. It's always organic. And I think that's something I cherish a lot, man. So again, thank you for that.
And I feel the same way with you. Like, and Mike does too. We just are ourselves with each other. Like, and listen, we text each other all the time. We're on Instagram texting. So, like, guys, this is just our lives. We just always talk about wrestling figures because what else?
We're obsessed.
So, that's it. All right. So until next week, guys, for Mike, who's not here, for Nick Storm, for the OG Fig Kid, we are the Fig Guys, and we are Fig Guys.